Bellingham, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Damage assessment teams will head to Hawley, Texas after an apparent tornado barreled through this evening. Carl Parker with the Weather Channel says initial reports suggest significant damage and injuries due to baseball-sized hail.
Certainly hail was an issue as well. Abilene was warned for baseball-sized hail, and that's actually pretty typical when you've got a really intense supercell thunderstorm because of the lower pressure that is created by that rotating updraft. They can loft hail and keep it suspended for a longer period of time.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says they're aiming to reopen I-95 near Norwalk by Monday. It had to be shut down in both directions after a crash involving a tanker truck that caught fire, damaging an overpass. The closure means frustration for drivers.
I normally would take me probably between 25 to 30 minutes, and now it just took me, because of the accident and everything, because everybody's trying to get on the road, take me probably 1.5 hours, 2 hours just to get here.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed a bill to repeal an 1864 ban on nearly all abortions, and she says she'll press for more abortion rights protections.
Let me be clear. I will do everything in my power to protect our reproductive freedoms because I trust women to make the decisions that are best for them.
Once the repeal takes effect, 90 days after the legislative session ends, the state will return to a 15-week abortion ban. President Biden comments on the demonstrations rocking college campuses across the country, applauding college students and supporting their right to protest, but says he does not condone violence. CBS's Nancy Cordes with more.
Some Republicans have urged President Biden to send in the National Guard to quell campus protests, but he said no to that today. CBS News was first to report that the Biden administration is now considering bringing some Palestinians from war-torn Gaza to the U.S. as refugees.
Top intelligence officials testify on Capitol Hill about security threats facing the U.S. CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
Avril Haines, the director of national intelligence, testified that China and Russia are making preparations for cyber attacks on the U.S. in case there is a war with America.
Both China and Russia effectively trying to pre-position themselves in ways that would allow them to conduct those kinds of attacks.
She said the vulnerabilities could, in most cases, be easily prevented.
Maui officials say cell carriers failed when it mattered most. The county is suing Verizon, T-Mobile, Spectrum Mobile, and AT&T, saying they did not properly inform police of widespread service outages during the height of last summer's deadly wildfire, and evacuation messages to residents were never received. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost tonight to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final, the Pacers 120, the Bucks 98. The Pacers now win the series 4-2 and advance in the playoffs. Despite injuries, the Bucks' Damian Lillard tried to make a go of it, leading Milwaukee with 28 points in 35 minutes of play. Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, each with 20, a disappointing 14 points from Chris Middleton. So the Bucks finish up with an overall season record of 48-34. Last year, they dismissed head coach Mike Budenholzer. This year, one has to wonder if change is coming to the roster. Baseball, the Brewers in Chicago to open a three-game weekend series against Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. First pitch tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 at Wrigley Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms will eventually wind down here in the overnight, mid-40s by daybreak. Sunshine returning for your Friday. Highs near the 70-degree mark. West winds on the breezy side. Friday night, mostly clear and mid-40s. It's 53 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow. Friday morning, it's another wonderful sign of the season. Saturday's fishing opener. Plus, Mark Jacob will review media coverage of the week's top stories.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. We got a lot going on today. In just a few minutes, Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us for the full hour. I realize this is normally on Wednesday we do these. Today is Thursday. We are live. but he was not available yesterday, so we're going to do it today. Also, at the top of the second hour of the program, Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, will be with us with an update on what's going on in Ukraine. Also in the second hour, the new Republican National Ballot Security Task Force is ready to harass voters. Are you ready to show up in the in your local balloting place and have some guy with a AR-15 strapped across his chest ask to see your ID before you walk in? The federal court system just legalized the Republican Party doing this in 2018, and they're going to roll it out this fall. Also in the second hour, Darshan Smaladon, why the recall of two Orange County conservative school board members matters. We're starting to see some backlash here in our schools. In the third hour of our program, Dr. Eric Feigelding is going to drop by. As bird flu spreads to chicken, cats, cattle, and dolphins, how concerned should we be? And geeky science in our third hour, huff and puff exercises slash your risk of early death by between 20 and 51%. And a crazy alert, headline of the week, Trump decries law and order in New York hours after leaving his own criminal trial. A headline that kind of writes itself, right? Is Congressman Pocan with us? Oh, he is. Great. Okay. But let's start out with the middays with Mark, although it's the Thursday edition. Congressman Mark Pocan on the line with us. Congressman Pocan, of course, represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's the current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, M-A-R-K-P-O-C-A-N. Congressman, welcome back to the program. What's up in Congress this week?
Not much, Tom. That's our problem. We really can't get too many things done, given the Republicans' inability to govern. Marjorie Taylor Greene still trying to, have a hammer over Mike Johnson's head. I think we passed yet another resolution on anti-Semitism, which is getting to be a little bit tragic. I mean, the fact that, we keep doing this because Republicans have decided to weaponize anti-Semitism rather than actually address their many members who are anti-Semitic in past and current comments. The House is severely broken under this Republican leadership. So, we show up and we try to get something done, but bluntly, November is can't happen soon enough.
Yeah, I totally get that. The article I wrote today over at HartmanReport.com is about how Republicans are planning to do voter intimidation, how they're purging people from the voting rolls. In the last 4 years, they've purged 10% of the entire U.S. population from voting rolls, with the vast majority of that in red states.
how they're going to be going into blue cities in red states and in swing states and challenging mail-in votes, claiming that the signatures don't match, so that people will have to come in physically and prove that they are who they are. You know, given that Biden only won by 80,000 votes in five swing states, this is really dangerous territory. Are Democrats taking this seriously? Are they doing anything about these Republican voter suppression efforts?
Yeah, I think we are region, you know, state by state, and especially in Wisconsin. I know we've been trying to keep on top of everything, and I think we've done a fairly good job, at least here. The problem is it shows what they think of democracy. Republicans could care less about someone's what should be a right, really a respected right to vote. Instead, they want to pick the voters rather than the other way around. And they're going to go and very strategically try to make it harder for some people to vote. You know, we all know that people in general agree with the issues with Democrats. So the more people that turn out, the more likely it is to help Democrats. So in swing states, they're being very strategic and also, you know, very, I guess, ultimately pessimistic by doing what they're doing. But I think in a place like Wisconsin, where we have a very strong Democratic Party, we have some strong infrastructure, we have a governor, I think we're able to do some protections. What I worry about is the tricks they do at the end when, you know, they try to make people afraid to go out and vote. We know we'll still have those hits here for sure coming up.
Yeah. Let me note for my listeners, it is Thursday. We are live, even though Congressman Pocan is usually on Wednesdays. He will be with us for the whole hour taking your calls. The number to call is 202-808-9925. Congressman, Marjorie Taylor Greene seems to be getting a lot of pushback now for the first time. Does this represent a change around her craziness specifically or around Republican strategy in the House of Representatives more generally?
I think they know what we know from all the polling. She's a huge liability. She is the face of the Republican Party to most people. Most people don't know who Mike Johnson is. And she's also nuts. And, you know, what's funny, I watched her leave the building the other day. I think it was yesterday, and all the press flocked to her. It quite honestly, it was like flies on manure. You know, if they wouldn't give her the attention, they do because, you know, she is a clown-like. I had a member who videotaped it and attached circus music to it. It was just showing me. That's what people think, at least I think on the Democratic side of Marjorie Taylor Greene. But she still has enough of a swing with the way their caucus operates and the rules that they created for themselves. All she needs are a few other people like Chip Roy and Matt Gaetz and a couple others to join her. And, you know, the full circus comes to town. So she's dangerous to them in that, you know, that could be a liability in November. But she is truly the face of the modern Republican Party in this country. She is a face of the MAGA wing, which is now, you know, the body of the plane. And, you know, I think they're just kind of realizing that if they want to continue a majority, she can't necessarily be that. So I think there's a little bit of pragmatism kicking in.
Yeah, they don't want to have another election for speaker, bottom line.
No, I've been told by Republicans that it was the most damaging thing to their caucus, and no one wants that. You know, we've made this decision because the most recent reason she's going after him is because he allowed the vote on Ukraine. So I think what our leadership said is that they're going to just, you know, we'll leave it open. It's not like we're just going to go through this. But I think a lot of us may wind up voting present because, one, I don't want to say in any way she is not an utterly useless member of Congress, because she is only an utterly useless member of Congress. But I also don't want to show any support for the most homophobic election denying speaker we've had in the history. So I think a present vote allows me to eat popcorn and watch their show, because it is their show. The problem is within their own caucus. And unfortunately, that dysfunction affects the entire country and our ability to get anything done.
Right. And there's a handful of Democrats that look like they're prepared to support Mike Johnson and as a thank you for Ukraine, if my understanding. Well, should we pick up calls here?
Sure, absolutely.
All righty. David in Woodland Hills, California, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan. We are live here on Thursday.
Thank you, Guru. Tom just
Congressman, Tom just covered my subject, but it is so important that I'm going to go over it again. For years, Tom has been telling us about the Republican dirty election tricks, sending postcards that, if not returned, they look like throwaways, but if not returned, the Democratic voter is purged from the voting rolls, or postcards that say, don't vote Tuesday, it's going to be too crowded, your voting day is now Wednesday. So my question is, the Democrats are going to be spending billions on mailers and commercials. I think along with doing it state by state, we should tell the American people in the commercials what these Republicans are doing. It outrages me. It costs us elections. I think we should be spending billions telling people about it and how to overcome it, how to re-register and make sure you're on the voter rolls, not just state by state, nationwide, so that we can all tell each other what's going on.
Well, first, David, I mean, democracy is on the ballot, and that's certainly one of the issues, and all of this does get talked about. But we don't have billions to spend to do this nationwide, so we're going to focus on the states where it's actually going to be the most impactful, places like Wisconsin. So, you know, I'm in a purple state. The president won by a little over 20,000 votes, so I know what we're doing here, and I also know what attacks they're going to do, because we've seen it before, and you're going to see it again. So, you know, I don't think that there's anything new at this point, at least that we think they're going to do. So I think we're prepared for what they've done. And we certainly are talking about democracy, whether it be January 6th democracy, whether it be Trump wanting to be a dictator democracy, whether it be electoral democracy in general, as we're looking at the November election.
But if Democrats were trying to take away people's votes, if they were organizing people to go into polling places and argue that signatures don't match on mail-in ballots, for example. Can you imagine how Republicans would respond?
Oh, absolutely. But the thing is, we also know their folks don't care right now, right? That it is a cult. It's not a political party.
No, I get that. But why aren't Democrats raising hell the way Republicans would?
Well, I think I have heard. I mean, that democracy is one of the theme issues. The problem is we also look at what moves people. And it's not necessarily moving, you know, people in a way that is going to be significant in a place like Wisconsin. Yeah. I mean, bluntly, right now, I think Gaza is hurting us more than anything.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. That's a very good point. And a tragic one, sadly. It's like Netanyahu is doing Donald Trump's work for him. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. We are live here on Thursday with Middays with Mark. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And you can tweet him or X him or whatever at Rep. Mark Pocan. Stay tuned. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never gonna happen to me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
30.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They'll stop those threatening phone calls, and they do it all without bankruptcy and without a lawyer. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit Zap My Debt to get to Pivotal Debt Solutions. That's Z-A-P, my D-E-B-T. ZapMyDebt.com. ZapMyDebt.com. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Lawrence in St. Paul, Minnesota. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hey, how's it going, Congressman? Hey, Tom, how you doing today? I just want to say, let me see. And I guess I'm a little confused here, as well as a lot of Democrats. We have a guy that's a candidate for president. He has a hush money trial. He has a January 6th trial. He has a documents trial. But yet, he's still polling tied with the candidate that supposedly has one of the best presidencies in a long time. So the confusion comes in. Why is this still tied? Because there must be something fundamentally wrong with the Democratic messaging. So speak on that a little bit, because I'm not the only one. There's a lot of Democrats that are confused out here. So help us out, Congressman. Thank you, Tom.
See you. Thank you.
Lawrence, I look at it this way. I think there's something fundamentally wrong with where the Republican Party is, because it's become a cult rather than a political party. And it's really grounding itself deeper than ever on racism. And unfortunately, racism exists. You know, I used to hope it was a smaller percent of the MAGA base. I now believe it's a majority of the MAGA movement is grounded in, you know, a bunch of white folk, especially white males, don't want to give up what they've had control of for, you know, over a couple hundred years in this country. And we're facing that. And unfortunately, that, along with some of the cult-like, you know, measures they use, you're never going to change some of those folks. So I don't think it's necessarily the messaging. I do think there are some liabilities on things like the cost of goods right now coming out of COVID, worldwide inflation. But in this country, they're blaming Joe Biden. The Republicans are anyway. I think the border, even though Republicans refuse to fix it, is an issue. And it's been an issue for decades. But right now, it's something that, again, borders on racism also, I think, as an issue. And I think, you know, things like Gaza right now, especially with the base, are hurting us a little bit. And that's one where I'm not convinced the White House is listening as closely as I would like them to listen to us on. But in age, I mean, bluntly, you know, we're treating Donald Trump as if he's an entertainer by age. We're treating Joe Biden as if he's an elected official by age. And somehow, even though they're about the same age, the price is being paid more by Joe Biden. So, you know, that one's not necessarily a messaging issue, although I'm think you could certainly say I'd rather have someone's age and experience put to getting things done rather than to dividing the nation. But again, for that MAGA base, they love the dividing the nation.
Congressman, we just have 1 minute here until we're going to hit the break. What would be your advice to President Biden on how to deal with the issue of Gaza and Palestine and Israel and all that?
Yeah, Netanyahu does not represent the United States' interest. This has nothing to say about Israel or the people of Israel, because I think they just don't want bombs shot from extremists in Gaza at them, and I understand that. But Palestinians aren't treated with human rights and dignity right now. You know, Netanyahu, we asked him not to go back and attack Iran. He did. We asked him not to go into Rafah. He's planning on it. He claims there's no starvation going on, and there clearly is, even by what we've said. I think it's time to just say no more U.S. offensive weapons used if he's going to invade Rafah. He's not going to have our support for that. And we have to have real accountability around aid, food, and medicine they're getting in. You can't say there's double the trucks and have trucks half empty, because that's what they're doing. You know, what's going on has been an awful collective punishment by Benjamin Netanyahu. And we have to realize he is not our friend. I think he would much rather have Donald Trump.
Yeah. Separate Netanyahu from Israel, essentially.
Exactly. And right now, Netanyahu is the problem.
Yeah, I totally get it. 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. Middays with Mark, Thursday edition. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You can find his website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Down in both directions after a wreck in southern Connecticut. Governor Ned Lamont says a petroleum tanker went up in flames after a three-vehicle crash on I-95 in Norwalk, damaging a bridge.
If all goes well, and I'll monitor this, we should have two-way commuting back on I-95 as early as Monday morning.
In Los Angeles, scuba dive boat captain Jerry Boylan is sentenced to 4 years in prison for criminal negligence after 34 people died in a fire on his vessel. Kathleen McIlvaine's son was one of them.
All of us are serving our own life sentence of grief and loss. It doesn't go away.
President Biden says he supports the free speech rights of pro-Palestinian campus protesters, but denounces the hate speech at some demonstrations.
There should be no place on any campus, no place in America, for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School is canceled in Mount Horeb, where a would-be school shooter put the community on high alert Wednesday. Gunshots prompted local schools to lock down for several hours. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
We currently believe that there is no ongoing threat to public safety. But again, this is an ongoing investigation, and we will update the public if any additional threat to safety is discovered.
Law enforcement shot and killed the shooter, who was reported to be a student at the school. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning online shoppers about scams. DATCAP recommends making sure everything's in order before entering personal information on any website. DATCAP says you should pay close attention to typos or other irregularities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In Sex and the City spinoff news, Rosie O'Donnell will join the cast of And Just Like That for Season 3. The New York Post reports that O'Donnell will play a new character named Mary in at least one episode. Actress Karen Pittman and Sarah Ramirez were written off the show following Season 2. New episodes for Season 3 will be available to stream in 2025. The New York Post reports that people are calling out an offensive joke in The Fall Guy. During the film, one of the characters walks into a messy trailer and says, "Looks like Johnny and Amber were here," referring to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Hard to believe, but people on social media work themselves into a lather over a single joke about two people they've never met who aired all their dirty laundry, which included toxic verbal and physical abuse during a public trial. But make fun of a crazy couple's tidiness, you'll get posterized. I didn't find the joke offensive, but if that's the scene that sticks out in the movie, I am in less of a hurry to see The Fall Guy, which opens May 3rd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms will eventually wind down here in the overnight, mid-40s by daybreak. Sunshine returning for your Friday. Highs near the 70-degree mark. West winds on the breezy side. Friday night, mostly clear and mid-40s. It's 53 at our studios.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates radio show. Fascism on the march, even here in the state of Wisconsin. The only thing that may preserve democracy, guilty Trump.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Opinion, what is the appetite, and I'm thinking of this in a new Congress, so not the current one, next one, presuming Democratic victory in November across the board, presidency, House, and at least retaining an equivalency in the Senate. And the type of taxes I'm talking about are excise taxes on corporate political contributions share buybacks at a pretty good rate to inflict some economic influence on their decisions as to whether they would make a contribution or do share buybacks going forward.
Yeah, Jay, I mean, I would focus on a couple things. One, overturning the Trump tax cuts for the wealthiest. That would affect some of the corporate taxes. I think Joe Biden already has done a minimum tax for corporations that try to hide their money overseas. I think we should continue work around that. And I think we should look at some of the entities that don't pay taxes for passive earnings like everyone else's income is earned. That would be another path. Yes, I understand what you're saying is you could try to influence political activity. I'm more concerned about really just bringing in revenue, because any tax break is a tax expenditure. Whether we spend money on education or healthcare or tax breaks for the wealthy, they're all expenditures. And I think that should be the primary focus.
Javier in Minneapolis, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, Congressman, thanks for your service. I was kind of also on point with Lawrence over here in St. Paul. I have a 22-year-old daughter. I'm 48 years old, and I remember being young and passionate and voting with my heart and on those issues. But when I look at the grand big scheme of things, I wonder if the DNC, Joe Biden, people like yourself, you kind of touched on it, is aware that the young vote is really, really upset with him about Israel and Palestine, and they're like, I mean, I'm afraid it could cost us the election, and in fact, and I don't see anything being really done about that or to address that issue. I see a lot of talk about marijuana and other things, but the that point is really being lost. I feel like that younger generation is really upset right now.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, Javier, but I'm going to give you even more depressing news. New York Times had an article Sunday I was in. I had a New York Times reporter follow me to two rural town halls. I was in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, and Reedsburg, two rural counties. And it was the issue that my Medicare-eligible population that attends town halls wanted to talk about all the time, too, and not happy with where the White House is and America is when it comes to Gaza and the deaths and not dealing with Netanyahu. So while on my campus wards, when we had uninstructed vote for president, 30 to 48% of the people in student wards voted uninstructed, it's equally a problem in rural areas with older populations. I think this is a base issue. Tom, this is the most scary statistic I'm going to tell you probably this week. When in our last Marquette University poll on presidential race, they asked independents who they voted for. 20% Biden, 20% Trump, 37% RFK, and about 55% of that is from Trump, but 45% off of Dems. 15% West, 7% Jill Stein. All the leakage is on left-leaning candidates by a 2-to-1 ratio. Mm-hmm. We don't win Wisconsin if that happens, plus it doesn't register who may not come out to vote. And then that affects Tammy Baldwin and picking up congressional seats. So I'm nervous, and yeah. I'm not sure that everyone is hearing us in Washington and the administration.
Well, there's a reason why Putin invited Jill Stein over to Moscow for dinner. I mean, in every one of the swing states, the margin by which Donald Trump won in 2016 was smaller than the margin than the vote total that Jill Stein took, the Green Party. I mean, had she not been on the ballot, Hillary Clinton would be president, would have been president.
Yeah, 4,000 votes in Wisconsin. I mean, it doesn't take much, but it's 7% Jill Stein of independents that were polled, 15% West. And then right. Of that 37%, it's probably about 20% of them. I'm sorry, about 15% of them at least were Dems for RFK. So You start adding that up and you're losing almost 40% of the independents versus about 20% of Republicans. That's a 2-to-1 problem we have in a swing state like Wisconsin.
Yeah, I saw an analysis. I'm sorry, I don't recall where. I think it might have been in the Washington Post. This was last week, suggesting that at least three of the Republican presidential victories since Nixon have been exclusively because there was a third party candidate on the ballot. And, so it's tough stuff. Anyhow, let's pick up calls here. Santino in Springfield, Massachusetts. Santino, you're on the air with Congressman Focan.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you, gentlemen. I heard a caller a few calls before talking to the congressman about the fact that the Republicans are using dirty tactics like sending out postcards and, you know, just lying to people about stuff. And he said, why aren't the Democrats spending more money letting people know what's happening? And the congressman answered, I believe, and said it would take a lot of money to do what he was asking, but he's saying in this particular area, doing this particular area. And then Tom chimed in and said that, what if the Democrats did it to the Republicans? Every newspaper, every Republican would be yelling, screaming. Every newspaper would be making it a subject to talk about. So do it. Democrats don't need to spend a nickel. Just go someplace and do it where the Republicans will yell and scream. The media will be there. People will finally get this on their screen as to what's a problem out there. And then they'll look at what the Republicans are doing in more depth than they are now.
Yeah, Santino, if you had a novel, I might agree with you. This is reality. You're not going to change the MAGA vote. We're doing this. We talk about democracy as one of the major issues. We talk about everything from January 6th to voting to just the core. Are you going to have a democracy if Donald Trump is president again? He talked about having a dictatorship. You've seen the press on it. That's what we're getting right now. And honestly, the MAGA folks don't care. Now, independents might, and that's what's important. But then we're facing the other cross currents of things like inflation, things like Gaza and the base, things like Joe Biden's age. So it's not that it's not being done. It's that it's not moving people in the way that we need to move people. And right now, we got to address, I think, inflation and Gaza probably in the border to some degree the most as headwinds. And we're doing this. I see this. I see it talked about, and I'm not seeing it get picked up. We can't necessarily force people to write something. And I just don't see it as the magic bullet, bluntly. I can tell you what I'm seeing on polls and where people who are upset with Joe Biden, where they're coming from. And talking about that issue when they're concerned about inflation or they're concerned about Gaza doesn't necessarily cross over.
Yeah. The other problem with my suggestion is that Republicans will simply answer going, oh, yeah, Democrats are trying to protect the illegal aliens who are voting for them.
And in fact, they're doing. We're going to vote on that, I believe, next week, Tom, some stupid bill about that, which already is illegal. Right. And they raise that. And again, I think the problem we have is there are a few headwinds that we've got to be able to address. And I also, from earlier when Morris said, I mean, I think we also got to talk proactively what we're going to do, because I do think that's been a little bit missing.
Yeah. Robert in Denver, Colorado, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. Robert, watching free speech in Denver. Going once, Going twice. Alex in Seattle, Washington. Hey, Seattle. Hey, excuse me. Hey, Alex, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you very much. Knowing that climate change is an existential threat, and knowing that Trump called climate change a Chinese hoax, why aren't the Democrats all over climate change as a key issue this election, calling the Republicans science deniers? Would that attract younger voters?
It will, and we have, and we'd passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the biggest investment in climate change legislation ever in the history of the country, and we're going around talking about it. We had the energy secretary in Madison, and we talked about elements of that. There's websites like rewiringamerica.org that are showing people the savings they can have for green investments that are part of that bill. I think, you know, what we've got to remember is I think we all have certain issues we think are important, but it's not necessarily what's going to move the folks that we need to move for elections, and maybe not in the states where it needs to. Now, something supersedes states, inflation in Gaza, for example. But I do think we have to realize sometimes messaging is very, very strategic. Look, if Joe Biden doesn't win Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, he's not president, period. So I think, you know, the issues that are being talked about in the upper Midwest are probably really, really key, and I think that's part of why they're getting around talking about some things and maybe not others. But just remember, I mean, it's unfortunately, it is down to, you know, a handful or so of states with a few key ones that I think those issues are going to be what's probably most impactful.
Because of this wretched Electoral College.
Yes, absolutely.
It's incredible. Yeah. 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us, taking your calls for the hour. Middays with Mark, Thursday edition. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You can find Congressman Pocan's website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back. Dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute with a couple quick thoughts about boosting your credit score. The most important thing you can do is paying your bills on time. But I've got a way you can make your payments even on timer. Each month, set up not one, but two evenly spaced automatic payments so that your credit balance is always as low as possible. You're not going to pay more. You're just paying the same amount in two smaller hits to keep the card's overall balance low. This guarantees that whenever the credit bureaus check in on how much credit you're using, they're going to see you using an almost ridiculously low amount of your credit limit. The bureaus like this, and then they bump up your credit score. So set that extra auto payment up each month, and let's give your credit score a boost. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you're busy. Don't best I miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag you're it. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Diane in Fayetteville, Arkansas, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hey, guys. I'm so glad that you're out there. Hi, Congressman Pocan. About a year ago, you helped me on Tom's show. I was one of the ones, seniors, that did not get my IRS refund, and it had been over 12 months, and you told me to call my senator, which is Steve Womack in Arkansas, who's a Republican, and I'm a diehard Democrat. But his staff member helped me so much. I mean, he worked so hard on getting it. It took about 2 months more, but he did get it, and I said that I would vote for Steve Womack, which I did on this one thing. And since then, I have been getting 6 to 7 texts a day from either Donald Trump Jr. or Eric or Donald Trump himself, now all these people that are running in Montana, and they are filled with such hate. I just got one just now. The radical left is dumping millions to smear Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy in Montana, his good name, with vicious lies and socialistic propaganda. And this is a mild one. I mean, they call us every name in the book, and I'm just wondering, I keep blocking them, and then they find another way to get through to me. How are they getting this information? And if they're sending things to me, how many other Democrats are they sending this stuff to? Are you aware of all this?
No, I was just going to ask you, Dan, because, you know, Steve Womack is one of the good ones, I guess the way I'd put it, that are more a traditional Republican, and I'm really happy to hear that his office delivered for you, because he's actually was my subcommittee chair on a committee on appropriations, and I had a lot of respect for him. So I'm glad to hear that it was founded in something that's working back home. So that's good to hear. But I'm just trying to think how that would have happened other than, you know, I know they have a tendency to buy lists broadly, and I don't know.
It sounds like Womack sold her information to the RNC or gave it to them.
Well, is it that which would be pretty questionable how that, you know, could maybe happen, but or is it that sometimes you have to maybe register if you voted for him in a primary as a Republican, although I doubt that from talking to Diane that happened. I'm just trying to think how else it could. I also get stuff from Republicans, but sometimes I think I get on, Tom, because I'll answer their surveys just to see what they're sending. So maybe I'm not the best example to compare it to, but it is interesting and intriguing how she got on, and I don't quite know how they would get official data, because you can't do a FOIA, you know, a Freedom of Information request to a member of Congress. So it's concerning.
Yeah, I'm getting these things too, but I gave Donald Trump $15 back in 2015 just to get on his list, and it just never dies. It's incredible. Gary in Noosic, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning to the both of you. Representative, I may be a little bit behind the curve here. We're getting pretty scared about this election, and I'm wondering if there's any way you and you could talk to your compatriots about speaking up when bills are brought forth on the floor by Republicans to challenge them. How does this bill comport to our mission statement, our the preamble to the Constitution? What in there does any of the things talked about in the preamble? And another quick point, maybe because we're giving such outsized importance to these four or five states in the country, maybe the messaging from the Democratic National Committee and all the state committees and the candidates themselves be, let's push the national popular vote across the line and get this done.
Yeah, I hear you, Gary. Yeah, no, I think that actually might be the long-term solution on this, right, given where we're at. What you said happens, every single bill really is debated on the floor, and this, but unless you're a C-SPAN watcher, regular media doesn't pick that up. So, you know, it does happen, and I think it just doesn't really get covered. But we've been doing the silliest bills. I mean, Tom, right now they're weaponizing anti-Semitism, which is really sad because we want to protect people from anti-Semitism or Islamophobia. But when they do what they do, they make it a political issue rather than a real issue. You know, we were supposed to have a week where we were protecting our stoves and refrigerators from tyranny, and they had to postpone it, but that's still going to come up. We vote on the dumbest things right now in the House of Representatives because that's all they can vote on with the majority they have. But you know, I think just traditional media doesn't pick that up, and that's why people don't always see that.
Yeah, I totally get it. Congressman, we have a little less than a minute left. Thoughts on the coming week?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're in full, you know, back in full swing, I think, in both in the House and the Senate. Not that the swing means much in the House with what we've been voting on, but, you know, technically we should be in appropriation season. I think there's a question whether or not, even Jim Jordan saying just have a continuing resolution because we can't, he didn't say we can't govern, but that's essentially the subtitle of what he's saying, the subtext. And it's problematic. So, I mean, I think, you know, I focus much of my time on November, making sure that we change the faces who are in Congress so we can try to get something done. But I think, you know, this is going to be a really important election. Everyone's going to have to pay attention like they never have before.
Yeah. Yeah. It certainly seems that way. Are you getting the indication from your voters in Wisconsin when you show up for town halls that people are fired up?
Concerned. And that concerns me, right? Because I think, you know, people are, I had one that was pretty evenly split. I'll tell you another time, Tom, but yeah. Concerned, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us.
Same here. Enjoy it always. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman.
Here.
We'll be back on the other side of this break with Phil Itner, a live report from our friend, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, about what's going on there. Big news about F-16s. We'll tell you all about that on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover a state taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901.
That's 800-421-9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we've got Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. She's going to be talking to me about Trump's visit to Waukesha this week. We'll also have Terry Barr and Civic Media's own news director, Terry Belt.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.